I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Way Media. Here's your Eastern Sierra News. The Bishop Police Department has been made aware of recent scams circulating in the Bishop area. Individuals are calling residents while claiming to work for the Bishop Police Department or a local bank. They are instructing victims to withdraw money and send it through USPS, UPS, or FedEx. The Bishop Police Department and banks will never call and ask you to withdraw money, mail, cash, or send payments over the phone. If you receive a suspicious call claiming to be from law enforcement or a person claiming to work for a bank and they request money or personal information, do not send payment and do not provide personal information and hang up immediately. If you believe you may have been targeted by this scam, please contact the Bishop Police Department so we can document the incident and assist you. Bishop Police Department phone number is 760-873-5866. Remember, always stay vigilant. I just got today a voicemail for a phone that I purchased through Amazon and talking about the amount that was going to be deducted from my bank. If I would have called them back, it was a scam. Be vigilant. The Rotary Club of Bishop Sunrise has launched a new international peace-building initiative in partnership with the Rotary Club of Bogota and the Colombian organization RUSINA, aimed at strengthening communities affected by decades of armed conflict in Colombia. The project, Pollinators for Peace, Weaving Networks to Make the Transition Towards Peace, will focus on everyday peace-building, restorative justice, and conflict prevention through a 1.5-year training of trainers program. 60 community leaders from both rural and urban regions will receive advanced training in nonviolent communication and restorative conflict management. After completing the program, these leaders will return to their communities as multipliers, leading workshops and activities that are expected to reach more than 9,000 people. The goal is to foster peaceful coexistence, strengthen local leadership, and support Colombia's ongoing transition toward lasting peace. The $200,000 project is being developed as a Rotary Foundation global grant, allowing contributions to be matched and significantly increase in the project's impact. The initiative aligns with the Rotary International's focus of peace building and conflict prevention. Our club is proud to support local leaders who are building peace from the ground up, said Jacob Eide of the Bishop Sunrise Rotary Club. This project invests in people who will carry these skills forward long after the grant period ends. More information on this can be found at sierrawave.net. Well, the Eastern Sierra Youth Chess Tournament will be taking place on March 22nd. Prizes are going to be first place $100, second place $50, and third place $25. Registration, free. Re-registration is required. It's going to be at Home Street School. Who can play? All students in grades K through 12 from Inyo Mono Schools. It's going to be the Swiss system with two sections, grades K6 and 7 through 12. Four rounds, game in 15-minute player G15. G5 tiebreak among top three places if necessary. Tournament schedule is going to be check-in at 12:30, first round at 1. 1:45 will be the second round, 2:30 will be the break, 2:45 will be the third round. Fourth round will be at 3:30, and then there'll be the award ceremony at 4:15. For more information on who to contact, check out our website at sierrawave.net. What's going on with the new incoming traffic impacts? Well, Inyo County has the Big Pine Pole replacement on US 395 from Butcher Lane to Sepsie Street. The northbound shoulder will close while utility crews replace poles on Wednesday from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Bishop utility work on US 395 near Barlow Lane. There will be intermittent traffic breaks while utility crews cross fiber optic cable over the roadway on Thursday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Drivers may experience 15-minute delays. What's new at Bishop Twin Theater? Reminders of Him. It's got a 6.2 on IMDb, rated PG-13. It's 2 hours long. After a perfect outing with her boyfriend, Kenna makes a unbearable mistake that sends her to prison for 7 years, hoping to rebuild her life after her release. She tries to reunite with her daughter, but her custodial grandparents refuse to let Kenna see her. Soon, she finds unexpected compassion for a local bar owner as their secret romance gives Kenna a second chance of hope. Proper 7.7 out of IMDb, rated PG, 1 hour and 45 minutes. This movie's staying over. It's when scientists discover a way to transfer human consciousness into robotic animals. Mabel uses the new technology to uncover mysteries of the animal world that are beyond anything she could have ever imagined. Well, showtimes are at bishoptwintheater.com and more information. More news is at sierrawave.net or on Facebook and Instagram at Sierrawave Media. Remember, we're also on X. Let's not waste any time. Just remember, for 30 years now, since 1996, been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. And talking about the people who shape it, make sure you go out and check out that interview that I did with the city administrator, Pam Foster. Thanks for listening.